Good morning and welcome to our second public hearing on the tax increase. It is, today is Wednesday, August the 30th, 2017. It is 10:10, and we are at the Berks County Courtroom, second floor, 100 East Miller, Valforias, Texas, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Members present, Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Berks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
And I guess we have, Ms. Sanders, you want to come up? And we have a quorum.
Okay, my name is Sylvia Sanders. My husband Bobby was here last week. I just want to take this opportunity to voice my concern regarding the 2017 proposed property tax rate increase. This will most certainly add more stress to taxpayers' already burdensome, limited budgets. Many Berks County residents have lost their homes due to unpaid taxes, and if you agree to raise our taxes again, more victims will be claimed. For this county's population, there are fewer actual taxpayers than non-taxpayers. Frankly, we are not made out of money, and as the saying goes, money doesn't grow on trees. This county is one of the poorest in Texas, with very minor hope of positive growth. Each household struggles every day to get their debts paid, and you want to add more on our backs? In my household alone, we are stretched to the limit. My husband had a federal job. He's retired now, which cut his salary in half. I was a state worker, retired again, and I'm just on Social Security. But my husband's diabetic, and his meds cost a lot of money. Yes, he has insurance, but that doesn't even take care of our share. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 times since 2006, and the treatments took a toll on our expenses. Others are in the same boat, and things have not gotten any better. These are just a few of the unexpected hardships that we face. A very disturbing thing I found was that for such an important subject of raising taxes, you all failed to give sufficient notice to all of us so that more citizens would come before you and last week's and this week's meeting. The Valforias facts gave less than half a day notice. It comes out on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I go to your store to buy it, so they tell me 2 o'clock. And then the meeting was the next morning at 10, so we hardly have any notice from our jobs to attend these meetings. My plea to you today is please find other ways to come with the needed funding for this landfill and not keep making us, the taxpayer, your only source every time. And I didn't cut it short. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cuero, did you want to speak?
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
County clerk office. I do have statements here. Will not read all of it. Just what is important. There's some other statements that I've made. However, this article will be in the paper, so you're welcome to read it. I think it will be out today. As you know, that I've been attending the meetings, and I've seen what the dialogue that goes on. And so I'm just going to go through some of this. Printed recommendations presented by Judge Barrera were tossed about but not given consideration. Her support for the lower wage employee to receive a better deal was obvious and strong. She even went as far as refusing her 5% raise and gave it to her office manager. No one else followed suit. It was obvious to me that members of this Brooks County Commissioner's Court had a preconceived plan, and in the end, it was approved. I learned early in life that an empty checking account cannot purchase anything. In these same lessons, my mentors taught me to save as many pennies as possible for a rainy day. If I wanted to purchase an item, it would take hard working days to come up with the money. What is my point? Brooks County does not have the financial resources to boost any of our employees' salaries. If the checking account is empty, how can the leadership and those assigned to protect the county from going into the red deficit agree to any salary increase? The plan was too easy. Just take the money from the taxpayers. This type of thinking is wrong, lacking responsibility and accountability. Brooks County is considered one of the poorest counties in South Texas and can only spend what is deposited into the checking account. A salary increase saving plan should have been in place to support the 5%. Elected officials, appointed officials, employees with $30,000 salaries, I ask you to refuse your 5% increase. And please consider the low-income taxpayers due to city, county, and school taxes. Families are struggling to live a healthy life. Allow only the employees with low wages to be the first in line for any salary increase. And of course, I've got more comments, but you can read them in the Falfurrias Facts. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll wait till 10:30 and then.
She didn't get the 5%. Well, that's all you read, though. So I don't know if you put out that we get it either. You know what I mean?
We will take a 10-minute break and come back at 10:30. 10:35? Okay. 10:34, and we're back in session.
You all right?
Oh, my gosh.
Ya se cae la puerta.
At this time, we'll have Terry Silvas elaborate a little on this tax increase. Okay. So what was Mr. Cuellar's question? He was concerned with the increase, right?
Yes.
Ms. Sanders.
Sanders.
Okay,
Ms.
Sanders. Sanders. Okay.
I should have printed one of these for y'all. Okay, basically on the increase, we are increasing it 5 cents. The only thing is, of course, we did go up from the 4 cents that we were going to propose. So, as you know, last year we were at 0.992666. This year we are at 0.940505. Now that is a difference of 5.61%. And the change that we're having, the taxpayers are going to save. I know before when we came to court, we were looking at about 160 some dollars. Right now, with the increase that we did of 5 cents, they're still saving about $27.42. So it's not as much as before, but they still are saving a little bit. I know their concern is because we are going up, that's going to affect the taxpayers. There is somewhat of a save there, but I mean, the main purpose, I know that you all do want to increase the taxes, is to sustain the landfill. The majority of that increase is for that. Now, as far as on the homes, I know this is on a $100,000 home. As far as the $27.42, I have not looked at what it would be for a lesser value. Not everybody in Brooks County, of course, owns a $100,000 home. So if we had a $50,000 home, you know, $40,000, $60,000, $70,000 home, I'm sure they would be, I'm more than sure they would be saving a lot more than $27, but it also depends on their market value, their appraised value. The exemptions they have on their property as far as homestead, over 65, disabled veteran, you know, a lot of residents don't pay taxes. There's a lot of exempt, which you have your churches, you have your government housing, things like that. And of course, you're veterans that are 100% exempt. So as far as that, that's basically what I have to discuss on the increase. We won't actually see the numbers until the tax rate and everything is generated in our system, but I mean, they're still saving something. You know, it's not as much as last year. If we were to go with last year's rate, they'd be, it'd be a, you know, way higher than last year's rate. They wouldn't be saving anything. They'd be actually charging more, or be charged more. So I don't know if y'all have any other questions that y'all wanna ask as far as the tax increase.
No, that is it. And she did say that commissioners got an increase in pay, and commissioners did not get an increase in pay.
Right. I think that's where they're getting confused, an increase. It's actually half of the 10% cut we got last year. Do y'all know how much that was exactly, like the actual number of what everybody got back? No?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be good to know.
We gave them 5% of what we had taken away.
Mm-hmm.
5% of the 10%, so.
With the 5% for everybody? So see, so that's not where the major hit is.
No, you mean the big number, or you want?
Well, just the 5% cut that we got back from our 10 from last year that all the employees got back.
Well, everybody's salary is different. Because I know for the 40,000 and 5% of that is 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the commissioners and the elected officials. Some of the elected, because the JPs don't make 40.
Mm-mm. Well, that would be a good number to know. I mean, that way, I mean, you, I mean, comparing it to actually the purpose for the landfill, I mean, that I wouldn't think that number would be as great as what the increase would need to be for the landfill. I mean, right. The landfill is, it's, I mean, that's a good purpose to increase because you're, you know, you want to sustain it, have it progress in the future, things like that. But as far as because of the 5% we got back, I don't think that's where the majority of the increase is.
Right.
That's not what it's for. The majority is for the landfill. So
I think we need to publish something in the paper stating.
Like further explain as far as the purpose of this increase.
And stating that it's not an increase.
Right, right. I mean, the increase for the tax rate, yes, because that's increasing. But as far as the 5% the employees got back, it's not an increase. It's half of what we lost last year.
Right.
Which that's
not a raise.
Right. That just needs to be explained in further. So that way, at least we're being transparent there. The taxpayers do know this. The majority of this increase of the tax rate is solely for the landfill. Yes, we did get some of our cut from last year, but that's not where it's hitting the most. It's more purpose was the landfill.
As the landfill. If we wouldn't have had the landfill, we would have
right.
Not had this increase.
Mm-hmm. So that'd probably be the best thing, just explaining and further as far as this tax increase. Because after this public hearing, I do have to publish another notice, which it looks, I'm sorry, it looks like this, and it just says notice of tax increase, which is going to discuss tax revenue to be proposed for $100. So of course it's gonna have the proposed rate this year, and it's gonna show you of course last year's, what levy we would be generating if it was last year's tax rate, of course, to this year's tax rate. So this would be my next notice to be published in the paper. So that way when this goes out, I mean, the good thing is if we could put it in by next week, that way it gives the taxpayers ample time to, if they do decide to come to court the day we do adopt, so that way if they do have any questions, concerns, I mean, it's been explained in the paper.
Right.
So they're aware and they understand. So.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
It is 10:42. This concludes our second public hearing.
Mr. and Mrs.